This is WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 5 o'clock, and we're at 33 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's expected the House of Representatives today will vote on a measure targeting TikTok's Chinese ownership.
Backers of the bill say they fear China might use the immensely popular app to steal Americans' data and shape the country's discourse. The bill would give owner ByteDance 6 months to sell TikTok or face an app store ban. There's been aggressive lobbying by the company and its users against the measure, and former President Trump has hinted he's not in favor, saying a TikTok ban would embolden the founder of Facebook. If the bill passes the House, its path in the Senate is uncertain.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. President Biden and Donald Trump are now the presumptive nominees of their respective parties after primary wins Tuesday in Washington State, Mississippi, and Georgia. It's Ukraine's biggest drone assault on Russia in more than 2 years. Kyiv not saying how many it fired, but the Russians say they shot down 58. This is ABC News. Boeing's mounting issues are causing mounting issues at the airlines. ABC's Alex Stone explains.
Boeing has told Southwest and United Airlines it will not be able to deliver the number of MAX aircraft it was expecting. Southwest thought it was getting 79 new planes this year, but Boeing has informed Southwest it will get only 46. That's a problem for planned flights. Now Southwest and United are freezing pilot and flight attendant hiring because they may not have the planes they need to fly as many routes. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The mild winter has prompted an early start to allergy season. ABC News medical contributor Dr. Darian Sutton.
Normally allergy season should start during the month of April, but given the fact that we've seen warmer climates, we've had a limited number of freeze days. So that means that the plants, the trees, the pollen out there have not frozen as much as they normally do. That allows opportunity for a blooming season.
If you've got a fever with all those symptoms, it's an infection. See a doctor. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
For today, the forecast calls for temperatures to range up into that mid-60s mark. It'll also be breezy, and tonight, 38, with some rain developing, a half inch to an inch possible. Breezy and cooler Thursday with periods of rain. It could mix with a little snow late Thursday night, a high of 47. Friday, 51 with light rain and snow possible through midday. Saturday, 55, partly sunny and breezy, a 30% chance of a few light rain showers later in the day. Then it could mix with some snow overnight. Spotty light snow showers are possible on Sunday at a high of 40. Right now in Richland Center, after an early reading of 40, we are down from that to the current mark. It is 33 degrees in Richland Center. It is now time to officially start the broadcast day, Wednesday, March 13th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we've watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Certain where you go and when you die.
I want to know that you know. I want to see that you see.
because you go to church on Sunday, just because your name is on the roll, doesn't mean you've really met the master. But if you're born again, my friend, the evidence will show. I want to know that you know. I want to see that you see.
We start today in a positive way. I want to know that you know. That was Greater Vision. And before that, we open up with our national anthem rendition from the group Ricochet today. It is 6 minutes after 5 o'clock on this Wednesday morning, the 13th of March. No superstitions about Wednesday the 13th, I don't think, anyway. And it should be a nice day today. The updated forecast just across from meteorologist Tony Schumacher has upped our daytime high for the day up to 67 degrees. So again, we'll be in some rare air, but that'll be the warmest it'll be then for the next many days, a week out or so. So enjoy it today while you can, I guess. It is time for us to start the chores today. This is John Conley.
There's something you got that really gets me going. It's hard to believe the way the feeling's growing. So let me say before my heart starts showing, I'm only in it for the love. I want you to know you got my full attention, and every move is with my best intention. Before we go on, I thought I ought to mention, I'm only in it for the love. I'm only in it for the love and affection. I think I'm headed in the right direction. I guess the question that I'm really asking is, do you want a love that's everlasting? So many times I let my heart get broken. I closed my eyes and left my heart wide open. And now I only deal in real emotion. I'm only in it for the love. I'm only in it for the love and affection. I think I'm headed in the right direction. I guess the question that I'm really asking is, do you want a love that's everlasting? So many times I let my heart get broken. I closed my eyes and left myself wide open. Now I only deal in real emotion. I'm only in it for the love. I'm only in it for the love. Times I let my heart get broken. I closed my eyes and left myself wide open. Now I only deal in real emotion. I'm only in it for the love. I'm only in it for the love. I'm only in it for the love.
look at the letters that you wrote to me. It's you that I am thinking of as I read the lines that to me were so. The mating of the dove. It was in the springtime that you said goodbye. I remember.
Comparable voice of Patsy and Faded Love here on the Mel Cow Show. Middle of the week, Wednesday get-together. A reminder, a farmer's market is held Wednesdays at the Richland Center Community Center from noon until 4. And Christie's Card Buddies get-together, a euchre tournament, is held each Wednesday at 1 at the old Avoca School Gym. Vernon County Over 50 will host Tai Chi exercise at Bethel Home Fellowship Hall from 1 until 1:45 today. It will be available via Zoom at the Viroqua and Ontario Public Libraries. For more information, call Vernon County Over 50 at 262-384-0082. Coming up, a check of sports scores, a tough night for the Bucks on the coast, and details straight ahead. Right now, the Everly Brothers.
Never felt like this until I kissed you. How did I exist until I kissed you? Never had you on my mind. I kissed ya. Oh yeah. Things have really changed since I kissed ya. My life's not the same now that I kissed ya. Oh yeah. You got a will about it. I kissed you. Oh yeah. You don't realize what you do to me. And I didn't realize what a kiss could be. You got a way about you. Now I can't live without you. Never knew what I missed till I kissed you. Uh-huh, I kissed you. Oh yeah. You don't realize what you do to me. And I didn't realize what a kiss could be. Got a will about you. Now I can't live without you. Never knew what I missed till I kissed you. Uh-huh, I kissed you. Oh yeah, I kissed you. Uh-huh, I kissed you. Oh yeah.
Good morning from WRCO. Hope your chores are going fine this morning. Things are good in Sextonville. Old Squirt, he was sleeping in. It was a good night for sleeping. Overall, I didn't hear him ticking around on the hardwood floor there with his toenails too much in the night.
Both calves and slaughter cows were very active at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. The better Holstein bull calves sold from $4.40 to $6 per pound. Beef crossbred calves, $7 to $7.50, and the small heifer calves, up to $3. The bulk of the slaughter cows range from 99 up to a top of 130. We did have four small, thin cows, bringing 61 to 79, bulls 105 to 125. Well, on Wednesday, we had 16 Holstein steers. They weighed from 480 to 530, and they sold from 243, which was comparable to last Friday's feeder sale. There, we also saw the 350 to 500-pound beef cows selling from 250 to 305. Heavier beef steers ranged from 2.25 to 255. Some 700-pound Holstein steers up to 212 at last Friday's sale. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, March 15th. Next Wednesday, March 13th, we'll have a beef cow sale along with our regular Wednesday sale. Already consigned are 17 black heifers, 6 Charolais cows, and pending 10 to 12 white-faced cows bred for June freshening. All of these cows will be confirmed prior to the sale. If you have beef cows to sell, contact us soon, as we will have the vet here on Tuesday afternoon to pregnancy check. Whether you're buying or selling, contact Darren, Colton, or Jim at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola for all of your livestock marketing needs.
Farm families don't have an off-season. Springtime is when the work really ramps up for the year. Talk about unpredictability. Mother Nature controls the farm's calendar and will play a huge role in what the crop season holds. When it comes time to purchase food for your family, think local. And remember, you can vote for our farm families with what goes in your grocery cart. This salute to our farm families is provided by the Gokenauer Insurance Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Shed's Feed, Seed and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people. They're located on 6th Street in Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. The Bucks last night lost to Sacramento. Final score 129 to 94. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 30 points to lead Milwaukee. Well, it was a tougher night for some of his counterparts as well. Damian Lillard with just 10 points. It was action in the NBA last night. Pretty full schedule of games. New York 106, Philadelphia 79, Indiana 121, Oklahoma City 111, Memphis 109, Washington 97, Houston 103, San Antonio 101. Boston beat Utah 123-107, and Minnesota over the Clippers 118-100. Tony Townsend scored a career-high 38 and made a number of key plays down the stretch as Oakland earned its first NCAA tournament bid in 10 years with an 83-76 win over UW-Milwaukee in the Horizon League championship game. Yesterday in baseball, the Brewers lost to the Cubs 6-5 in a spring game. Also, Detroit 1-0 over Minnesota. The White Sox 14, Cincinnati 1, St. Louis 8-6 over Boston. From the NHL, the Rangers 1-0 over Carolina, Montreal 3, Columbus 0, Buffalo beat Detroit 7-3, Ottawa over Pittsburgh 2-1 in overtime, Philadelphia 3, San Jose 2, Minnesota 4-1 over Arizona, Florida 4, Dallas 3, Chicago 7-2 over Anaheim, Colorado 6 and Calgary 2, Vegas 1 in OT over Seattle 5-4. The Vikings stayed aggressive in free agency by adding former Packer running back Aaron Jones and 2018 third overall pick Sam Darnold as a temporary replacement at quarterback. That's an update on sports today.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
So glad you're listening to the radio this morning. You're just in time for the aerobic polka. Here we go. Sammy Egum with Big John Schermerhorn and the Dairyland Jubilee and a little tune called the Milwaukee Polka. Good for what ails ya today.
She was born in Kansas City, raised in Arkansas, fell in love with an ex-Marine. She already had three babies, he had one of his own. They came together for another and me. The family never shared the same last name, but our family was a family the same. And they say blood is thicker than water. Oh, but love is thicker than blood. Rick out on the highway, rain falling down. Lord, he must have fell asleep at the wheel. There's a number of people just standing around. Lord, I can't condemn the fear that they feel. For that river of red could be the death of me. God, give me strength and keep reminding me that blood is thicker than water. But love is thicker than blood. And if blood is thicker than water, well, then what are we fighting for? We're all sons and daughters of something that means so much more. I see it on my TV, but I can't understand. Lord, it's one big contradiction in me. How in God's name we love thy neighbor with fists in our hands and kill each other when we just don't agree. Why can't we see the walls we can't see through and see what God's been telling me and you? And that is blood is thicker than water. But love, love is thicker than blood. She was born in Kansas City, raised in Arkansas, fell in love with an ex-Marine.
Garth Brooks on The Mel Cow Show and Thicker Than Blood. Farm news and markets coming up right around the bend. We were within three of a record. Yesterday we hit 71 here at the studios. The record high for yesterday's date was 74. Today, partly sunny and warm, a high of 67. Breezy with rain likely at times tonight and a low of 40. Breezy and much cooler Thursday with occasional rain showers. Any light rain ending in the evening Thursday night and 30. Friday's high at 52 degrees. Is spring here or not? I don't know. Look for a four-leaf clover, though. Yeah, here we go. and Jethro. I kept expecting them to sing. They didn't sing. They played it straight. They had some albums titled that. They were funny men doing a lot of parodies in the 50s and 60s, but they also could really, really play. Like the Milk Cow Show, 33 degrees at 5:30 on a Wednesday morning.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Harchie Lumber, serving you with all your building and remodeling needs from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchie Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Farmers Press for Farm Bill Action. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Several State Farm bureaus are traveling to the nation's capital this week, calling for Farm Bill passage. Brownfield's Nicole Heslop is there.
It's forceful to have folks on the Hill have a presence here directly. There's nowhere for Congress to hide.
American Farm Bureau Federation's Ryan Yates tells Brownfield, by the end of May, every State Farm bureau will have traveled to D.C., to plead with lawmakers to move on a new farm bill.
Well, one of the critically important reasons to get a farm bill done now is it is going to be more difficult for Congress to execute a $1.5 trillion spending bill at the same time that they're looking to move tax reforms and tax cuts.
Ohio Farm Bureau Federation President Bill Patterson says congressional inaction leaves too many unknowns for farmers trying to make long-term business decisions.
It's clarity, clarity, clarity. We need clarity.
Yates says there is some possibility for the House Ag Committee to work on the legislation in April. From Ohio Farm Bureau Federation's County President Trip in Washington, I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
Legislation in the U.S. House that would address Proposition 12 is getting some pushback by a group of Republicans. In a letter to House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson, the lawmaker said the Ending Agricultural Trade Suppression, or EATS Act, should not be included in the next farm bill. Republican Congresswoman Ashley Hinson of Iowa co-sponsors the EATS Act.
Look, I've been having conversations with people on both sides of the aisle to find a compromise language that we think will protect everybody.
Hinson tells Brownfield.
You see states like California and Massachusetts enacting policies that really put a crimp on American agriculture and, frankly, violate the Commerce Clause.
She says she will meet with her Republican colleagues to discuss the impact the bill would have on the ag industry. The Environmental Protection Agency's ag advisor says the agency is trying to decide whether to issue a summertime waiver for E15 this year. Rod Snyder tells Brownfield it's being reviewed each week.
All I can say at this point is that we're still working with the Department of Energy to review market conditions and just try to determine if the same conditions that existed the last 2 years, if they're still continuing in a way that might prompt us to be able to issue the emergency waiver again for 2024.
The EPA recently approved year-round E15 for 8 states starting in 2025. Brownfield interviewed Snyder at the National Farmers Union Convention in Scottsdale, Arizona. Tyson Foods has announced it's permanently closing a pork processing plant in Perry, Iowa. An ag economist says he was surprised by that move. Allendale chief strategist Rich Nelson tells Brownfield most of Tyson's financial issues have dealt with beef processing, while pork has been profitable. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent. Except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 62 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for March 26th through the 28th at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit WisconsinPublicService.com.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner.
Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
A quiet day for direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs were higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grabner with Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Tuesday. Not really any big surprises there. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. It's likely significant trade volumes going to be delayed until at least later in today or even further into the end of the week. At the Callaway Livestock Center in Missouri, there was a light test of lightweight steer and heifer calves, which sold with a sharply higher undertone. Steers 500 to 650 pounds were firmed to $5 higher. Steers 650 to 750 pounds were firmed to $2 higher. Feeder heifers 500 to 650 pounds were firm on a light test. The USDA says the offering was much lighter than the previous week, but all sold on a very active market. Medium and large one feeder steers, 501 to 549 pounds, brought $332.50 to $356. Feeder steers, 655 to 698 pounds, brought $269 to $289. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 651 to 674 pounds, brought $253 to $263.75. Box beef closed higher on strong demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.71 at $310.59. Select closed 72 cents higher at $299.60. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head, even on the weekend, down about 4,500 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a solid negotiated run. Processors were much more aggressive in their procurement efforts Tuesday afternoon and bid up to move needed numbers. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights, and while the cash market has found some strength recently, it has been anything but consistent in recent months. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were $1.19 higher with a weighted average of $77.35. The Iowa Minnesota closed $1.68 higher with a weighted average of $77.84. And the Western Corn Belt was up $1.19 with a weighted average of $77.35. Pork values closed lower, down $1.04 at $92.47. Bellies and hams were both sharply lower. An estimated hog slaughter was 491,000 head, up 37,000 on the week and up about 2,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were higher ahead of the week's direct business, and lean hog futures closed mixed, adjusting spreads and monitoring demand. Pork values were also higher at midday. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
When we told growers that Bayer Premium Trifold herbicide for corn delivers visibly clean fields for up to 8 weeks, they were a bit skeptical.
We'll see how it works.
So we decided to prove it. We set up cameras in multiple cornfields, treated them with Trifold, and filmed for 24 hours a day. For 8 weeks, we saw a variety of weather conditions, and Trifold worked. See for yourself at trifoldinaction.com. Trifold is a restricted-use pesticide. Consult your state pesticide regulator for specific restrictions. Read and follow pesticide label directions.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans are supported by commercial demand, with May 16 and 3 quarters higher at 1196 and July up 16 and 3 quarters at 1208 and a half. Corn was very narrowly mixed, adjusting spreads. May was unchanged at 441 and 3 quarters and July held at 453 and 3 quarters. Live and feeder cattle were higher, optimistic about this week's direct trade. April live was up 65 at 188.25. June was 92 higher at 183.95. April feeders are up $1.02 at 254.12. And nearby hogs were supported by spread trade and the higher midday move in pork. April lean was up $2.07 at $85.35, and June was $1.15 higher at $102.20. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Darrell Anderson.
is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Courts sometimes side with animal rights activists who lie to get farm access. Details ahead on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Recent court decisions have poked holes in some state laws designed to protect farmers from animal rights activists. Roger McOwen is an ag law expert with Washburn University in Topeka, Kansas, who blogged about this recently.
We've had legislatures in a number of states that have enacted laws designed to protect animal confinement operations by limiting access to those facilities. A common approach to these various state statutes is for the law to criminalize the use of deception to get access to a confined livestock facility or a meatpacking plant, with the intent then to cause physical harm or economic harm or some other type of injury to that business.
McOwen says one way to deal with activists who base challenges on First Amendment protection is to make a case for violating trespassing or contract laws.
I have a right to say who comes onto my property or not just based on trespass law. Let's take the speech issue out of it, get out of the constitutional First Amendment type issue and just base it on trespass. I think you want to specify in detail what the job requirements are and what is and what is not permitted to occur on the premises and inside buildings.
Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business, hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning starting at 9. This week's sale is an all-beef sale, new crop calf yearling sale. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Don't miss out on slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Our great deals this month include, from the 13th to the 25th, our purchase Clark or Royal Paint, any size, and get the next one half off of equal or lesser value. Also buy a $50 gift certificate and you will receive a $10 one for yourself. So stop in at our Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse to get these and many other deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
A USDA grant recipient is paying farmers to gather data and use more sustainable farming practices. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Tim Trotter from Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative and Farmers for Sustainable Food says the $50 million grant from USDA helps them line up their farms with commodity opportunities under USDA's Climate Smart Commodities Program.
So it's really informing farms where they're at, aligning them with their processors, giving them powerful data to help manage their farm and really align with the end user, our customers and the brands that we produce.
The program will give farmers incentives to participate with three different levels, paying farmers to gather farm data starting at $1,500. Trotter says collaborator is the top level.
And that's where you take all this information, you look at your scores, you have your dashboard, if you will, with where you stand. If you share that within your supply chain, like with your processor, you know, you'll get an additional $4,500, which brings you to a $9,000 a year level.
Trotter says all data remains the farm's data, and farmers determine how they share their data. He says farmers want to know how to profit from using sustainable practices. Milk futures were steady to lower, and the cash dairy markets mixed Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. March Class 3 milk down 3 cents at $16.44, April down 15 at $15.77, May down 2 to $16.32, June down 9 at $17.04. July through January contracts range from unchanged between October and January to 7 cents lower in September. Dry way up a half cent to 42 with no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks unchanged at 143.5, no sales. Barrels down 4 cents at 142 with 4 sales. Butter gained 3 cents to 283.25, 1 sale. Non-fat dry milk up a quarter of a cent to 117 with 1 sale. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 62 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for March 26th through the 28th at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit wisconsinpublicservice.com.
Join the River Valley Baseball team for an Easter egg hunt Saturday, March 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at River Valley Baseball Field, 660 Varsity Boulevard, Spring Green. The egg hunt starts at 10:30, split by age groups 4K and under, kindergarten through second grade, third through fifth grade. Don't forget to bring your own basket. For more information, contact Coach Heinemeier at 608-588-2554. $10 per child includes entry and 10 game tickets. Enjoy food, music, games, prizes, and photos with the Easter Bunny.
It's the 53rd Annual Sales Fair at Nelson Anchor Center in Viroqua. Get the lowest prices of the year, Saturday, March 16th through Sunday, March 24th. Huge savings on fencing, gates, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable prices on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one specials on gallons of paint. Plus, get an $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Thousands of items will be on sale at Sales Fair, March 16th through the 24th at Nelson Anchor Center, downtown Viroqua.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 67 in southwest Wisconsin. Partly sunny and warm conditions. Tonight, breezy with rain likely at times, a low of 40. And breezy and much cooler tomorrow with occasional rain showers. Thursday's high will be at around 48 degrees. It is 32 right now at WRCO. That's following a midnight reading of 40. Good Wednesday morning. The Mel Cow Show now with Mickey Gilley at the Keys.
Faded pictures, yellow from time, well-worn memories of days gone by, needing someone. And nobody's there. These are the things broken dreams are made of. Lord, they're everywhere. Oh, the tears of the lonely keep falling all the time. Another nighttime that just never ends, a helpless longing for what might have been. Another morning defaced all along.
dry.
Eastern town from Boston to St. Louis. There's some that I don't even know, but I'm looking forward to, cause I like my women everywhere I go. So roll on big wheels, don't you roll so slow. Peggy Ann is waiting in Memphis and Betty Lou in Maine. In Knoxville, but man, I forgot her name, but not her figure. I remember that. Yeah, I'm a kiss stealing, a wheeling dealing, a drug driving son of a gun. Well, there goes Joe, flying low, making up his time. But from where I sit, I don't believe you'd say I'm wasting mine. I'm moving faster than a Jimmy 8. If you think I'm losing time, you're running late. I got a steady little baby waiting back home for me. There are six more towns to go till I'm back in Tennessee, and six more women, at least I know. Yeah, I'm a kiss-stealing, wheeling-dealing, a truck-driving son of a gun.
Dave Dudley and a little truck driving son of a gun. Today, coming up, Tony Schumacher's weather.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, now through March 15th is the time to get them. So bring your list together and come see us. Also great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. So stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring, and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Clare Bank is a strong community bank with 8 locations, including Boscobel. Clare Bank's motto is, "We can do that." Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Boscobel Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you with excellent service. A dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home health care needs. And Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, one last very warm day across our region with temperatures a good 20, 25 degrees above normal, with partly sunny skies expected, but a low pressure system is gathering out toward the Central Rockies. That'll slide east-northeast over the next 36 hours. It should bring a wide swath of precipitation across the Midwest. Right around here, it's going to be mainly rain. Right now, it looks like about a quarter inch or half inch of rain is possible, trending heaviest in the southern part of the area. That'll be mostly from tonight through tomorrow evening and then pushing away. Behind that, looks like fairly quiet weather shaping up for Friday and Saturday with at least some sunshine. A strong Canadian cold front, though, will move through Saturday evening into Sunday, ushering in a few snow showers, gusty winds, and much colder weather on Sunday into Monday, feeling a bit more winter-like. Here's that forecast for today. Partly sunny and warm with highs in the upper 60s, wind becoming east at 5 to 10. Breezy with rain likely at times tonight, low at 40. Tomorrow, breezy and much cooler, some occasional rain showers with highs in the upper 40s, northeast wind 12 to 22. Thursday night, any light rain ending in the evening, partial clearing later, low at 30. As we head into Friday, partly cloudy, high 52. Saturday, partly sunny and breezy, a few sprinkles possible later in the day, low 33 with a high of 53. Sunday, mixed skies, breezy and colder, spotty snow showers possible, low 31, high 39. And Monday, a few flurries possible early, then partly sunny, colder than normal, low 21 with a high of 34. Tuesday, partly cloudy and somewhat warmer, low at 20 with a high of 44 degrees. So again, today, partly sunny and unseasonably warm, high near 67. You have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
32 degrees in Richland Center, and the sky's partly cloudy today. Yesterday's high was 71. We fell short of a record by 3 degrees. It was 74, is 74, the record for yesterday's date, the 12th of March. For the 13th of March today, the record high goes back to 2007. It was 70, so we'll come close to that today. Record low, 15 degrees below zero in 1956. Last year's high was 32 and the low 21. Sunset will happen at 5 minutes after 7 tonight. Sunrise time will be at 7:16 coming up for this morning. Right now, the air is calm, and the barometric pressure is at 2982. That's steady from earlier. No precipitation today, and after a midnight reading of 40, it is 32 degrees.
WRCO weather.